True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The play right there. Joe, that was the play right there. Curry's isolated on Castle. And Draymond is, again, he has to play free safety off ball. His man slips from one block. He goes baseline to the other block. Very simple little slip. And I don't know what Dre's doing. I get he wants to back up Steph Curry and help in case of there's a dribble drive penetration. It is Castle. He's one of the best players. But you can't fall asleep on your man and give up a wide open layup at the rim.
When you heard that was Tim Roy on the call right here, 95% in the game. He's like, no foul called because he saw it too. Draymond Green shoved him on the bottom. He's right in front of the ref. Didn't call it.
Lucky it wasn't an and-one.
Lucky it wasn't
and then
an
they were
one.
Lucky that you thought it was deliberate. I don't know. When he got fouled, I think, God. I'm talking about Draymond fouled by Harrison
Barnes. There was a part of me, I don't think it was deliberate, but I kind of understood the reason. I was like, you know what? Fouling Draymond in this scenario is not the greatest free throw shooter.
What did you think of Steve Kerr not calling a timeout after that?
You're
down two.
Who was it yesterday? We had Brian and Hayward saying, hey, if anyone's going to trash Steve Kerr, come meet me out in Hayward. I'm not trashing Steve Kerr, but Carter brought up some good points today. There was moments in yesterday's fourth quarter. You're getting outscored in the entirety of the fourth quarter yesterday. 38-23. I get it.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? in, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You're coming from the Phil Jackson school of thought or the Greg Popovich, which it's one or the other, right? Phil likes to let his players figure it out sometimes. Like, I'm not going to call a timeout, but there's situations yesterday where you got to pull a Popovich. If there's a quick 5-6-0 run, hey, timeout. Like, guys, what are you doing? Like, there was moments in the fourth quarter yesterday where I'm looking at Kerr. I was like, are you going to call a timeout? Are you going to call a timeout? And I was waiting and waiting and waiting, and it was too little too late at times.
It's just so many little things. Missed middies. And then going in the other direction, you're giving up transition buckets, and they were in scramble mode. They didn't stop ball. They didn't rotate well, and they weren't closing out well to start that fourth quarter. And I thought that they needed a timeout around the 9 or 10-minute mark. I'll listen to that. Trust me. I'm just talking in general down the stretch execution-wise. Like, final 4 minutes to go. I'm going to read this off again. It's 4:53. It's 99-99 after nobody steps up on a guy going right down the lane for a kick out three. Moody, Steph, Butler, Pods, Dre. 4:35 to go. That's your lineup. The same starting lineup that's been so effective. That's the group that lost that game.
Yep.
Now, we could argue about the lead and everything. Look, it's a tie game. You're playing a bunch of nobodies, okay? You have three future Hall of Famers. Curry missed three. Long turnover, basically. Yep. Butler stripped. That's a turnover. Curry and Dre combined for a turnover near top of the key sideline, okay? Butler hits a couple free throws. Another Dre turnover almost immediately, all right? Now it's 107-107 again. And what happens? Butler gets fouled, hits two free throws, and the DPOY allows Keldon Johnson to get super deep on him, back him down, and hit a little lefty hook on him. Like, it is what it is. Then you come down, awful, 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 awful inbound play and pass by Steph Curry. He had a guy open. He forced it to Jimmy. Jimmy was jostling for position. The guy kind of fronted him, and they turn it over right there. I mean, terrible defensive IQ in the half court with the Castle play that we just came back from. So, I know. I'm pissed, and I want to blame the coach. But the coach went with their best lineup over the last month and a half. And your top dogs were the ones that made mistakes. Yes, the ancillary players throughout the rest of the game didn't make enough plays. The Geese, Pods, Heald, Moody. I'm here for all of that. The top dogs made mistakes last night down the stretch against an also-ran team.
And when you didn't have your top dog out there, Stephen Curry, you were a minus 16. Like, is this what's going to happen? Again, I'm not crushing Jimmy Butler here. Guy went to the line 17 times.
I thought he held them in this.
He kept them in this game. I'm saying
huge,
that.
He had a huge three.
But how many times throughout the years are we talking about the non-Steph Curry minutes? And in the game yesterday where you were a playoff team and all of a sudden you're riding high, it's the back end of back-to-back, you're at home now, you took care of the Suns, you know, you got to rest people in the fourth, it was great, yeah, awesome, woo, yeah, Pods, he's amazing, wow, Moody, Chico, Kuminga, yay, everyone's awesome, yeah. You lose yesterday, all that's out the window for me.
I totally agree.
I'm not sleeping on the Portland Trailblazers tomorrow. I'm not sleeping on the Los Angeles Clippers, who all of a sudden
They're never going to lose.
Six in a row for them.
They're never going to lose again.
You don't control your own destiny after yesterday's loss. You did heading into the game, and now you got to hope that the Memphis Grizzlies lose one of these next few
games.
And
you still have to win both games.
And you still have to win both of these games. Again, you controlled your own destiny. Had you won yesterday, you went out. You're a playoff team. Grizzlies went out. You're a playing team.
Joe, this is why the Hawk energy level, the game against the Hawks infuriated me.
Well,
this is why the Miami Heat effort level infuriated me. This is why that Nugget loss without Jokic infuriated me. Like, how many, I listed three in the last couple of weeks. Our games, are we going to go back and we're going to look and we're going to go, well, if they just would have won that one.
I went to the Rockets one. I know everyone.
What if they just would have won that
one? I know everyone's saying, oh, if you go 3-1 against the Rockets. But I was like, yeah. The Rockets just punked you, though.
They did.
Like, the energy level, you could not match it. And again, in the fourth quarter yesterday, they couldn't match the energy there.
I agree.
And do you contribute those turnovers to age, to them getting tight, fatigue? I don't know what it's a combination of everything. Like, that is these are all playoff games now. That was a playoff loss. You've lost two of your last three games. Again, it's always glass half empty, glass half full. Well, you lost two of your last three. And all of a sudden, all that goodwill that you've built up, heading into the playoffs, I don't know, man. I don't know. I want to get to some of these calls.
We're going to go real quick.
Yeah.
I thought JK played a really good game. First quarter, he was awesome. Awesome.
He was solid.
No, he was awesome in the first quarter. Go back and look. I bet he had 7 points, multiple rebounds. He had some sick dunks. Him and Jimmy finally had a little synergy, and he never got back into the game.
Yeah.
And I didn't think Moody had it yesterday, and he hasn't had it for a little while. And he's got to shoot. They really miss Quentin Post in this one.
That's why I'm very concerned about relying on some of these guys come playoff time, because these are playoff games. They're going to have real playoff games or play-in games starting next week. Let's go to the phones.
888-957-9570. As I see the text, you know, if this loss happened in the first half of the season, it's a different feel. You can't overreact. No, you can. Because this isn't the first half of the season where you have a lot of ground that you can cover over a 40-game stretch. There are 3 games left. Two after this one.
Yeah.
3 games left. That is a team that has nothing to play for. That is missing not just a potential Hall of Famer in Victor Wembanyama, another max player in De'Aaron Fox. You have no excuses. When you look up and Denver's up 10 in the fourth quarter, up on the scoreboard. When you look up and the Clippers were up, I believe, 7 or 8 on the Rockets going into the fourth quarter. And you knew that. No. You can't overreact, because you know why? Now you might be subject to the play-in. And this team with those dead legs needs the week off.
That scares the hell out of me, because you're talking about doomsday scenarios. Like, there is a scenario where it's 7-8. You're playing the Minnesota Timberwolves. They come here. Anthony Edwards puts on a show. Who's stopping him? Who's stopping him on this team after I saw Stephon Castle cook this
and
team
Vessel,
and Devin Vegg
and Wesley
and Vassell and Wes Mamukulashvili? It's a great name. I just like saying it, but he was one of six
one more
from beyond the arc. Mamukulashvili. It's a great name. Like, I just wanted to say it. But again, those guys, I don't think that's Italian. I think it's like Serbian or something.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, I don't think that's Italian. But
the
again,
way you said it, man, it seemed just, like I was ordering a dish at an Italian restaurant.
Well, maybe Mediterranean, maybe Greek.
You know, you're right. I think you're right.
Yeah, but like that. That's what I'm talking about. That's the doomsday scenario you're flirting with. Losing that game, Anthony Edwards coming in here, I don't want no business that. Oh, and you lose that game, then you get a Sacramento Kings team or a Anthony Davis, Klay Thompson, Dallas Mavericks squad. That would be their NBA finals for the season, and I'm trying to deal with that. I'm not. I'm trying to deal with Robert in San Jose.
What's up, Robert?
He wants to talk about that loss. 888-957-9570. Your biggest takeaway from yesterday's loss, Dub Nation. Call or text 888-957-9570. They're currently the 7th spot in the West. They're a playing team right now. Robert, what you got, man? Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. When the Warriors get dead legs, they hoist up threes, and I put this one on Steve Kerr for not calling timeouts. Spadoni, you referenced Phil Jackson, and I think Steve Kerr's got a little too much Phil Jackson in him and trying to let these guys figure it out, not enough Popovich, and calling quick timeouts and saying what the hell's going on out here. In terms of Trayce Jackson-Davis, I'll put this again on Steve Kerr. I don't understand how you go from practicing with the Olympic team, being a rising star, to getting super glued to the bench behind Kevon Looney. I love Looney. He's a made man, but his legs are gone.
So good.
And you could use some of Trayce Jackson-Davis's energy out there, at least to get some offensive rebounds and maybe look towards the basket a little bit. So I'm going to put this on Steve Kerr a little bit, but it was a bad game. Pods has got to show up. Moses Moody's got to show up. What is the deal with Quentin Post? What's wrong with him?
I guess he's sick.
Illness, they're calling it.
They miss him.
Tummy ache, I don't know.
So much. Yeah. I think specifically with the Butler, Jimmy.
Thanks, Robert.
Lineup to start the second and the fourth quarter. They're doing this like Jimmy and Draymond lineup, and they had Looney out. I'm like, guys, you have 3 non-shooters on the floor. And you're begging for Moody to like figure it out. He's going to get a million wide looks until he starts rolling again. You can't go with that lineup. And now I don't think Trayce is a significant upgrade in terms of threatening teams in the half court with shooting.
Definitely not with scoring.
But he gives you activity. And I thought his second quarter was really good. I thought he was really active. And I just think you need his athletic bounce. Like, it's the end of the year for, look, what's Kevon, 28?
Well,
if you told me he was 48 by the legs, like, and I'm not being mean, I'm being real. You got to know your personnel. Like, Kevon's legs are shot now at the end of the year. It's on the back end of a back-to-back. He played a lot last night because of the fact that he's not a starter.
Absolutely.
So I thought it was a tall task.
Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. The non-Steph Curry minutes, as you're alluding to, just not good enough yesterday. Whether it's Moses Moody, whether it's Brandon Pajemski, whether it's Kevon Looney. Guy Santos was damn near unplayable at times yesterday. Buddy Hield.
No, he kept playing, though. But no.
8 minutes.
He wasn't unplayable because they kept playing him, and they shouldn't have.
I said that 8 minutes for him overall, though. But again, it felt like the 8 minutes lasted 16 at times.
He was terrible defensively.
He was not good. Again, the Spurs are just a 33-47 team. You're going to be playing some of these guys next week or the week after. Timberwolves, Lakers, Nuggets, Clippers. Like, did that loss last night kind of waver your little belief? Is your belief wavering in this team at all?
My belief is
957-9570. Because for me, like, I've been talking about it. I'm not trying to pat myself or honk my own horn. I'm not trying to do that.
Honk my own horn. I like that.
Pods, Moody, Santos. I know there was no post, but the Kamingas of the world, you're going to have to rely on those guys to win your playoff games. And I don't know if I can do that. And the big boys showed up scoring wise yesterday, as far as I'm concerned. I know Draymond, Steph, and Jimmy had some bad turnovers, but them combined, 71 points combined for them. Like,
Joe,
they did their part scoring. Someone else needed to step up yesterday from those other collection, the others, and no one could. And that's what's concerning for me heading into this final stretch here in these last two games. And they better show out against the Fighting Chaunceys, the Portland Trailblazers tomorrow. That's all I'm going to say.
Getting into the play-in, considering how hard they work.
Massive disappointment.
It's one of the worst gut punches I can remember in a long time. It's like the Minnesota Vikings basically being one of the best teams in the NFL and losing that final game, which put them on the road and knocked them into the 5 seed. Like, that was a devastating loss for the Minnesota Vikings against Detroit. Remember that?
It was that final game. It looked awful. It was even more devastating considering what the 49ers did to that defense a week prior. And then, yeah, but that's not
my point being is that, like, the Warriors worked so hard to get themselves in a position to not have to fret and worry and hand-wring. And all you had to do was just handle business and execute down the stretch. And they just couldn't do it.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Leewood, it's time to turn heads, drop jaws, and feel unstoppable. Beaumont Health and Wellness brings you award-winning weight loss, hormone therapy, and advanced beauty treatments like body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Sign up for our weight loss shots and get your first week free. Plus, receive a free body composition analysis and a free B12 shot to fire up your metabolism. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Spots are limited. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at Beaumont Health KS.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy,
Let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.